You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the government announced that a charter school specifically catering to secondary students with autism would be started up. This school, the Autism NZ Education Hub, would operate from Wellington and Auckland with 96 students at first, with Associate Education Minister David Seymour saying the structure of the school will be personalised based on a student's needs, strengths and interests. However, concerns have been raised regarding whether this is the best approach to support autistic students. I spoke to Missy Morton, a professor in disability studies and inclusive education at the University of Auckland, about the school and her concerns regarding it. To start, could you tell us a little bit more about what this school is and how it would operate differently from a standard secondary school?
Well, looking at the Autism New Zealand website, so they're the group who are planning or applied for and are planning to run the charter school, they're describing it as almost like an online school similar to Te Kura, the correspondent school of New Zealand. So a mixture of online work, personalized learning, at-home work, and the intended goal is to return students to school. They don't say what kind of school or which school they're returning them to. And this is going to be offered in Auckland and Wellington by staff from Autism New Zealand. That's the way I've interpreted what's stated on the website.
This will be the first school in the country specifically for students with autism. Why are we only now seeing this, especially in this sort of charter school structure?
Well, I think to answer that, we need to spend a little bit of time unpacking what some of the issues are with charter schools and the purposes of education in New Zealand for all students. So the wider issue with charter schools is that they're, it's kind of a seductive idea that's been put out there by the ACT Party for quite some time. This isn't their first go at promoting charter schools and running some of them out. And the idea is that it offers people a choice, but it's a bit of an illusion of choice, and I'll come back to that in a second as well. So it suggests that, amongst other things, that the way to fix a system that's broken or not working is to allow people to run their own school, right? So it's kind of like a marketization of the education system and the marketization of schools. And the problem, there's many problems with that, but one of the biggest ones is that it deflects from public provision for all. So we defund the public education system in order to put money, over $1 million, $2 million, into this particular proposal. So there's the defunding part of it. It has far fewer accountability measures. They're not required to have all of their teachers fully qualified, so there's fewer quality assurances. They're not required to use the New Zealand curriculum. There's far less accountability. And the, as I said, the illusion of individual choice. So if you choose something and you make the wrong choice, it's your individual problem. So I guess what I'm saying here, foreshadowing, is that I don't think a charter school for students with a particular diagnostic label is a good idea. We already have a series of specialist day schools throughout New Zealand, many of whom have students with autism as well as other labels. The other difficulty with this is that targeting a school for a specific diagnostic category is very problematic for a lot of reasons. It suggests that people might not have kind of multiple issues. You might have Down syndrome and be autistic. You might have cerebral palsy and be autistic. So what's their criteria for enrollment, for example? So the other thing I wanted to say a little bit about was thinking about, well, why, you know, what are the purposes of education? Why do we have an education system rather than just a bunch of individual schools running off doing their own thing with no connection to other schools or to the wider goals of our society? So the purposes of education include socialization, right? Not just the transmission of knowledge. It includes the idea that within education, we want to develop an informed citizenry, right? So all of us are able to participate critically in a democratic society based on the things that we've learned and the process that we've learned about and an understanding of our history and so on. So that's why curriculum is really important as well. But if we accept that one of our purposes of education is socialization, then one of the roles of schools must be to build our communities and to teach what it means to participate and who belongs in school and who do we expect to see in our communities. So schools build inclusive communities, not just furthering segregation and isolation. So what does it take to make that possible? What are the resources that we need to support inclusive curriculum so that autistic students and their families don't feel like leaving the regular school is the only option for them? So what the proposal for the charter school is doing is trying to respond to a system that's ill-resourced, both in terms of finances, but also in terms of support for teachers, schools, and families. So we need resources that support inclusive curriculum and teaching and learning and assessment, teacher education, teacher professional learning, and support for whānau and community that are grounded in New Zealand values. We don't have that yet. And we know we don't have it yet because we've got years of evidence from people with lived experience, that students who've been through their system, through their teachers, their families, their communities. But we also know that there are schools where it does work, that there are areas of New Zealand where this kind of system of supporting everybody to be at their local school works, and it works really well. And there's schools like that throughout New Zealand. We're just really bad at sharing what we know, what works between schools. I don't know why we're really bad at that, but we don't do it very well. We do have an organization called the Education Review Office. So they're the folks that go in and inspect, using the old term, a school every 3 years, more often if the school's in a bit of trouble or needs some extra support. But there was a report from the Education Review Office in 2022 which talked about what is working, why it's working, and where it's working. So a really important question has to be, why do we continue to ignore the evidence that we have from both research and from lived experience about how we can make this work?
So instead of the establishment of this charter school for specifically autistic students, would you like to see the public sector be more cohesive in terms of how they can maybe improve some of the, national data suggests that autistic students are more likely to have high and chronic absences and school rejections. Would better cohesion between the public schools to counter these be a better alternative and more funding in these schools as opposed to the establishment of a specific charter school for autistic students?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's been, even in the short term, it's been quite divisive. If you were to look at some of the Facebook posts about this, there are people who are quite disappointed that this is an option that people have chosen but can understand why, because the system isn't working consistently well for every autistic kid, young person in their family or their teachers.
So what I kind of would want to ask is, for these autistic students that would go to this charter school, what would the sort of negative impacts be for them to sort of when they graduate, will they be sort of left in the dark a little bit, maybe?
Well, that's not clear. It's not clear from what's on the websites, and that might be still a work in progress, to be fair. But the goal, according to Autism New Zealand's website, is that the students would go back to school. But they don't say which school. They don't say how they're supporting the school that the students were at. Why did they have to leave? The track record of an idea of a resource like that getting students ready to go back to school anywhere internationally is not good. So it's not clear to me about how they would be able to achieve that goal of returning to school. So for example, our biggest special school, if you like, in New Zealand is the correspondence school, Te Kura. and it's got the highest enrollment rate of students with all kinds of autism or autistic students and other and or other disabilities and neurodivergence. So there's it's not a model that seems to be working very well to help students, or as well as they would like and as well as we would like, a model that helps students stay in their local school and stay connected. Will they be better off when they come out? We don't know.
That was the University of Auckland's Missy Morton on the government's new charter schools for students with autism and her concerns regarding the school.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.